Hello and welcome to the You Stop You podcast, a show designed to fortify your mindset and empower your life. I'm your host, Scott Rasmussen. In today's episode, we'll talk about reinvent yourself tonight in your sleep. That's all next. So here we go. All right. Mark Sanborn, in his book, The Fred Factor, talks about how we can reinvent ourselves. And we're going to talk about this in an interesting way. So think about before you wake up each day, your mind's going 100 miles an hour, thinking of all kinds of things, and then all of a sudden you wake up. So I want you to try to do something either tonight or sometime soon. As you go to bed, think about how you're going to reinvent yourself tomorrow. So you're just going to let your subconscious work on it all night long. And then when you wake up in the morning, take some notes and see what work your mind did during the night. So you really can reinvent yourself tonight in your sleep or soon when you do that. And it's a powerful first step. So we wake up each and every day with the ability to reinvent ourselves. And we have a clean slate each and every day. There is another great quote from Mark Sanborn in his book. He says, "We can't deny the struggles and setbacks, but neither should we be restrained by them." I love that quote because stuff's going to happen in our lives, but it shouldn't hold us back. And in the play As You Like It by William Shakespeare, there is a quote by the character Oliver in that play. And he says this in talking about his past and how he's dealt with it. It was his conversion in the story. He says this. He says, "'Twas I, but 'tis not I." And that's just powerful because things in our past, they've happened and we are moving on from that and we're doing something different. And so that's what we can do now, either tonight or whenever you can try that out. Try to let your mind and your subconscious work in your behalf. It's super powerful. And then think about this. Whatever it is that reinventing yourself will be. For example, if I wanted to reinvent myself and say, golly, I want to be that person that can wake up early in the morning and go jogging for a mile or two. That would be reinventing myself for tomorrow. That's powerful. All right. It could be something different. It could be, I want to be that person that can have positive thoughts more often throughout the day. What about, I want to be that person who can control my eating and can control more of my weight loss and to be more successful in that regard. Whatever it is that you're trying to reinvent yourself to be, show that commitment to yourself that you are going to be new and improved, a better version of yourself. And it starts with believing in yourself and believing that you do have a clean slate every day, because you certainly do. Every day that we wake up, we do have that ability to reinvent ourselves. If you can think of people in your own life that they've been successful at this, it could be family members, friends, maybe even some public people, like public officials, or who could be virtually anyone. You can look at them and say, they're doing some good things, and I'd like to learn more about how they did that. And that's kind of the first step is in being successful like that, is seeing what's going well mentally mentally and emotionally in their lives, and then just try to copy that a little bit. So whatever your struggles or setbacks have been, let's move on from that and let's make this week just an awesome week. So to summarize again, tonight or this week sometime, let your subconscious work on answering that question for you. What can I do to reinvent myself? And let your mind just go to work and then wake up, take notes, and then start each day with that clean slate that you're given and just go for it. And until next week, be unstoppable.